Mr. Noel Davidson, Water Blind Ministries, Plano, Texas. I'm really pleased. I believe that everything is working well in Harare. They are receiving this live stream in offices in a building in Harare. Steady is hooked up, and it's a great blessing to be able to minister live to the people of Zimbabwe. I have to share something with the world. Back in the early 80s, I had visions of people sitting erect, straight, and they were black people, acres of them. I said to God, "What is that?" He said, "That's you teaching those people, black people." In 1985, I went to Harare and spoke in a church on a Sunday afternoon, the Highfield Church, held 4,000 plus. They were outside looking in the window, and here they were sitting on benches with no backs, sitting up erect. Well, from 1990 to 1994, I had offices in Harare. Steady Miserere directed my offices there, and now he and I are back together, working together to further the gospel of the kingdom in Africa. It's a great blessing to have this happen. I will just share this with those of you that are not familiar with my ministry or have forgotten the things that God said to me and things that happened, but we sent more than 200,000 audio tapes to about 8 or 9 African countries back in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, and it was a great blessing. Bartholomew Manjuro called me one day from Zimbabwe, and he said, "Noel, your ministry is going like a fire across Zimbabwe." He said, "Everywhere I go, they say, 'Have you heard Noel Davidson's tapes?'" Well, it wasn't me. It was Jesus in me that was talking to those people. As Jesus Christ, the apostle and prophet and teacher in me, that is speaking by the Spirit of God through me. So it's a great blessing to be back ministering in Africa, only this time not by audio tape, but by video and audio live stream. What a blessing. So I'm expecting to hear from Africa, all areas of Africa, about our broadcast. Want to encourage you, get in contact with your neighbors and tell them that Water of Life is back, only we are a different ministry than we were back in the 80s and 90s. So we're going to continue on speaking from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and Kathy D. will be reading the scripture, because you all have heard, if you haven't, hang around, about the oppression of the devil, witchcrafts, attacking my vision, my soul, and dimming my vision, but it's now improving, thank God. So in the meantime, I got somebody read for me. Kathy D. reads part of the time, and Bob Gartner reads the other part. Are we ready? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Verse 1, "And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins."
You has he quickened. All of us were dead in our trespasses and sins. That he is Jesus. Amen.
"Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air."
Hear this. We all walked in the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air. That is the devil himself. at his lieutenants, his angels, that we wrestle not with flesh and blood or against flesh and blood, but against principalities, as governments, against powers, as abilities, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we wrestle against, and we do it with faith by the Spirit, believing the gospel. Thank God. And we wrestle against Satan and his kingdom that is involved in the whole world. Let's move on.
Rest of that verse, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Notice those people that are disobedient to God, that this spirit worketh in them now, this day. And you better know it works in a lot of people that used to listen to my ministry, used to attend this place, this sanctuary, and the crusades that I did in America and in Africa, really, and Mexico and other places. Thank God. That's the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, and that spirit opposes the Spirit of God, which I minister. Next.
Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh.
Notice all in times past, the lust of our flesh, following or being, having the Spirit, the Prince of the power of the air, working in us. Let's go next.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
Oh, yeah. We all have fulfilled the desires of the flesh and the what? The mind?
And of the mind.
Amen.
And we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
All of us, by nature, were children of wrath, even what?
Even as others.
Even as others. Okay, let's go on.
For, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ.
God, in his great mercy, when we were all dead in our sins and trespasses, he has quickened. And done what?
Quickened us together with Christ.
With Christ. Quickened us, made us alive with Christ. Is that not mercy? Is that not grace? None of us deserved it. Not one person deserved to be quickened together with Christ. That Christ is Jesus Christ. Move on.
Rest of that verse, by grace you are saved.
Oh, yes. Verse, what is that, 8?
Verse 5.
By grace we are saved. That's verse 5?
Right.
Go on.
6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
By grace we're saved, and he raised us up together and seated us in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Go on.
7, and that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Exceeding riches of his grace we've all received. Great, his grace is rich. Don't forget that. We all were children of wrath and of disobedience. But now we've been quickened together with Christ, made alive, but through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next.
Verse 8, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
You get that? By grace, you are saved. We are saved. Through faith. Through faith. Not of ourselves. No. But it is the gift of God.
Not.
Read that again.
Okay, 8. But for by grace you are saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Notice something, folks. It's not just grace that you're saved. It's not just faith that you're saved, but it's both. It takes, pardon me. It takes grace and faith to save you. Romans 5:2, we taught you, tells us that we access grace with our faith. So you have to have the gift of faith that God gives you to access the grace that He extends to us. And by grace through faith, we are saved. Not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. Unmerited. And guess what? He saves anybody that He decides to save, that will believe Him. Next. Verse 9.
Right. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Not of works. Not being goody, 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 goody. Not thinking you're cool.
10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. He foreordained. Is that right?
Before ordained.
Right.
Right.
Move on.
11. Wherefore remember that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world.
Hear that? Aliens from Christ. Aliens from God. Without Christ, without hope. No hope. The only hope that you'll ever have is through Christ Jesus that God granted us when He raised Him from the dead. Next.
13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Look at that. Now we are made nigh. We were far off, way out, far out people. But we were made nigh by the what? The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank God. Move on.
14, for He is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Hold it. He is our peace?
He is our peace.
Right. And what's next?
Who hath made both one.
Made both one, Jew and Gentile. Or Jew and Gentile. If you get offended, which hand I use to delineate Jew or Gentile. He made both one. One, Jew and Gentile. And when did He do that? On the cross. What's the next statement?
And hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
He broke down the middle wall, the partition between Jew and Gentile has been broken down. Next.
15. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments.
Hold it. Hath abolished. You know what abolished means? Hath abolished. Abolished. Gone. Now read that again.
Having abolished in His flesh.
In His flesh. Jesus abolished in His flesh. The what?
The enmity.
The enmity. You want to hear what the enmity, what your enmity is? You want to know what it is and what God abolished in the flesh of Jesus Christ? It's the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, the law of Moses that God gave to Moses on Sinai, that is your enemy. Your enemy. You people embrace and love your enemy. That's incredible. And you hate righteousness, and you hate God, you hate Jesus, you hate the gospel of Jesus Christ. He abolished the enmity, the law of, what does that say, ordinances?
Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances.
Even the law of commandments. You know, I heard some silly preacher say that, I'm not going to say this, we don't have time to deal with silly preachers today. Let's go on.
For to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.
One new man. Amen. David Ingalls has a song, A Brand New Man. And I was blessed to hear him back in the 1970s and when he came out with those recordings. And thank God he had some faith. Not too many people in those days demonstrated faith. They had faith in you, but they didn't have faith in God. Amen. Next.
16. And that he might reconcile both under God in one body by the cross.
Both, Jew and Gentile, in one body, reconcile Jew and Gentile to God in one body. That's what the body of Christ. Next.
Right. Having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to them that were nigh.
He did what? Preach what?
Came and preached peace.
Preach peace. Go on.
To you which were afar off and to them that were nigh.
The far off were the Gentiles. The nigh were the Jews. Okay?
For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
Through Jesus, both Jew and Gentile have access by one Spirit, the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit. Same thing, or the Holy Ghost, same, all the same, back to God, okay?
19, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints.
Look at this. You're no more
strangers and foreigners.
Strangers and foreigners.
But fellow citizens.
Fellow citizens.
With the saints.
With the saints, all right?
And of the household of God.
And the household of God. Is this not marvelous what God has done for a vile person? All of us are vile, every one of us. Thank God. No longer strangers, but we're fellow citizens. Thank God. Go ahead.
20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Amen. The foundation of the apostles, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The apostles and prophets lay the foundation, Jesus being the chief cornerstone. That is my ministry. 1 Corinthians 12:28, God has set first in the church apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Amen. The apostles and prophets lay the foundation, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. You say, the apostles with the days of Jesus laid the foundation, and after that, there were no more apostles. Well, my friend, I'm sorry you're so blind, but I studied myself, and in the Bible, there are about 26 apostles in the New Testament, and there were only 12 with Jesus. One of them betrayed him. Matthias took his place. No, it wasn't supposed to be the Apostle Paul. Stop that nonsense. You people have the gift of suspicion. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, and the only way an apostle and prophet can lay a foundation is by the Spirit of God when they've been anointed as apostles and prophets. And those apostles and prophets that laid the foundation in the days of Christ, they are not here today. But I am anointed of God with the Holy Ghost and power to lay the foundation in God's people. And that's what I'm doing now, live, all over the world, a live stream, Roku. Thank God we are blessed to do what we're doing today because it's the grace and the faith of God. Next.
21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord.
Right. The building fitly framed together, building to a holy temple in the Lord. Next.
Last verse. In whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
You know what we're for? We are builded by God as a habitation for God through the Spirit. What a great blessing. See, you can't understand this unless God reveals it to you, even though it's simply written in the Word of God. Now, I do thank God for the opportunity that He has given us these days and anointed us to lay the foundation again in the people that forsook it, but we'll lay it again. Thank God. And that's what we are doing now by the Spirit.